Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Josh Briscoe Show here at 96.5 The Fan. James Howell on the other side of the glass. We'll talk to Harold Kuntz of Fox 4 coming up here in about 10 minutes. I want to pick another specific thing about where we're at in terms of this Chiefs team and maybe some things that we saw on Friday against the Raiders that should big picture long term worry you and some things that shouldn't. I did find myself a little bit surprised and encouraged ultimately by one stat that I stumbled my way into a little bit earlier this evening, looking at the Chiefs wide receivers and some things that that Andy Reid said about Xavier Worthy today in his press conference. Do you know why it's noteworthy or important that Xavier Worthy took 42 snaps on Friday as opposed to Justin Watson's 32 snaps? James, I'll give you a crack at it here. Xavier Worthy had 10 more snaps than Justin Watson did on Friday. Why does that matter to me?
Well, first off, that kind of surprises me.
I know.
Maybe this is tied into why it matters. But Watson has been out-snapping Xavier Worthy all year long. Is that why it's significant?
He has been, Justin Watson has been frequently on the field, but with Friday's game now added to the math, Xavier Worthy with 526 snaps has now taken the most reps out of any Chiefs wide receiver this season, passing Watson with 516.
Wow.
So they were tied going into that game, which I also had not
I had not
stumbled my way into. This is from Sean Newkirk on Twitter, who saw this and went through and checked another level of Pro Football Reference. Xavier Worthy also has the largest snap share for a Chiefs rookie wide receiver in the database on Pro Football Reference. Yes, right now, with 63% of the offensive snaps, Xavier Worthy has played a higher percentage of snaps than Rashee Rice did throughout the entirety of last season. Now, Rice didn't play in Week 18 and Game 17, so those numbers could change a little bit. But the raw numbers also indicate where they are at. Last year, Rashee Rice, as he came into his own as the Chiefs' number one wide receiver as a rookie, Rashee Rice ended up with 622 offensive snaps over the 16 games that he appeared in. Through 12 games this year, Xavier Worthy has played 526. He's less than 100 snaps behind Rashee Rice in last year's production with five regular season games still to go. Four to catch up to where Rice was at. After all of this conversation, the vast majority of it, very well earned, positively and negatively. After all of this talk, Xavier Worthy is getting the highest usage rate out of any Chiefs rookie wide receiver in this millennium. I think that's right. I wonder if Dwayne Bowe's in that mix. Since minimum the Andy Reid era, which shouldn't be surprising. Other than the fact that he has passed up Rashee Rice, he's well past Mecole Hardman, he's well past Tyreek Hill. And ultimately, as we look around the corner at Hollywood Brown, hopefully returning sooner rather than later, Xavier Worthy was thrown to the fire, I think even more so than the team was originally preparing to do, because having Hollywood out there, and then certainly having Hollywood and Rashee Rice, was going to lessen the burden on the rookie. What's happened instead is that Xavier Worthy he's the only wide receiver on the top of this roster that was here in training camp. It's him and Justin Watson, really. Obviously, Brown and Rice go down. Juju comes back after training camp. And I take issue with a text here that says, and has no stats to show. I take issue with this for two reasons. One, because I don't think that's entirely fair. It's not a delightful Pro Bowler rookie stat line. But 33 catches for 407 yards and 6 total touchdowns, including 2 on the ground, another 49 yards rushing there. He's over 450 all-purpose yards with 6 touchdowns. If you would have told me coming into the season that was what he was going to end the year with, I probably would have taken it. Pre-Brown and Rice injuries, right? Again, that changes the math. But the other thing is that what are those... If the stats are the thing that you're holding out on, if the stats are the thing that it's keeping you from believing Xavier Worthy. What are his stats if Travis Kelce gets a hand on the blitzer off the edge against the Raiders on Friday? Patrick Mahomes hits him for a long score or a long slide down at the 2-yard line to kill the game? What are his stats if Patrick Mahomes has the one ball completely out of bounds, totally on Mahomes? What if he puts that in the right spot? Or do you want to go back to the sideline ones where I think one of those was much more on Worthy? I think the other one was much more on Mahomes. The second of those two, every time I watch the replay, the throw gets worse from Mahomes. Those places, those moments where the best quarterback in football is probably the biggest culprit for why Xavier Worthy doesn't have better stats is not a reason to count out what Xavier Worthy's season has been to this point. And he's 12 games into his NFL career. He needs to have better sideline awareness. He needs to be better involved in more phases of the game as we've seen him take on more in these recent weeks.
Yeah, but he's raw.
He's 21 years old, folks.
He's still raw.
He's 21. These are the issues here. So again, same texture. Who says he catches it? Guys, I don't know what to tell you about. If we're doing hypotheticals, we're in hypothetical territory. But I would argue that if the best quarterback in football misses his mark on these multiple occasions, I'm not going to blame Xavier Worthy for that. And he's a weird guy to like hold out against right now. If you're a Chiefs fan who is like just fuming about Xavier Worthy, and maybe you're like jealous of Ladd McConkey. Was having a more productive, more consistent rookie season. Absolutely. Different types of receivers. If the Chiefs knew that Hollywood Brown and Rashee Rice were either not going to play or barely going to play this year, maybe they would have drafted Ladd McConkey for the sake of being more pro ready. But they knew this was a part of the plan and the process for Xavier Worthy. And he has been there time after time after time after time. And he's not Quentin Johnston, right? I think I begrudge that idea. Well, who says he catches it? He looked pretty good catching a pass with a defender teleporting through his back. He's 175 pounds, but he's a tougher wide receiver than a lot of other bigger guys. All I'm arguing for here is maybe a smidge of optimism, but more importantly, that the Chiefs are putting him out there, that he is on the field more than any other wide receiver in this offense now, and that is his speed run accelerated program that's trying to get him into a place where you're going to feel silly for saying, who thinks he catches it whenever he is getting those targets down the field in January? I think that's noteworthy. I think it's worth taking advantage of and worth having that little discussion around, because I think that he is actually getting more from this coaching staff and being trusted more by this coaching staff and this quarterback than he's getting credit for by and large. Another man who never gets enough credit, Harold Kuntz of Fox 4. We'll talk to him next in the Josh Briscoe Show here on 96.5 The Fan.